This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
We've been waiting to do this exercise. Ben Johnson's gone. Aaron Glenn's gone. Off to new head coaching opportunities. With Kellen Moore being announced as the Saints head coach, we've completed the offseason cycle, John. Mm-hmm. And with that, it's time to grade the hires. We're at schoolyard. Class is in session.
Wow, this is awesome.
Let's do it.
Love this. Good job, Greg. Let's start with the big name first. Super Bowl champion coach, national championship coach, Pete Carroll. Raiders.
This is an interesting one because Pete Carroll, we all know that he's an older gentleman. However, he brings great experience and he is a bridge to whoever is next. He can win a few games. He's a guy that can change the culture of that team. And the big question for them isn't who's going to be their coach, but who's going to be their quarterback. If they're able to go out there and acquire, let's just say, a Sam Darnold, I don't think they're competing for the division. I don't think they're competing for Super Bowls, but I do think he can be a guy that gets them into the playoffs and then hand the reins off to whoever the next coach is and have a better answer for the quarterback. I'm going to give this one a B+.
I gave it a B. I think he's a good coach, Super Bowl champion, but the last three seasons, he had a losing record. And I think he can get the Raiders to 500, but is that really what they need for next season? Just kind of dawdling around at 500? I don't know that this is a good fit, so I gave it a B. It's B out of respect for Pete. The fit's much worse than a B.
Well, the fit is because of the roster. And now it's going to be a matter of ownership, general manager, and coach being on the same page of what do you do with a Max Crosby? How many draft picks are you willing to acquire? What are you doing to reset the organization?
But he's not a rebuild coach, and they desperately need to rebuild, which is why I only gave it a B.
I like your reasoning, John, in terms of just setting the standard. The Raiders have been a laughable franchise.
Yeah.
I mean, the Josh McDaniels experience, remember that? He'll bring credibility there.
That's fair.
All right, next one, Liam Cohen, Jacksonville, Duval.
I went B-. And the guy's getting dogged because he said Duval weird. But he is an offensive coach, and they need to resurrect Trevor Lawrence's career. So I gave it a B-.
I'm going to give it a B. I guess I'm just a little bit above where you're at right now.
Harsher grader.
Well, the positivity of, I think Trevor Lawrence, a lot of people have said possible bust because of the expectations coming into the NFL, because of the fact that he was supposed to be basically reinvent the position at the NFL level. I think those were a little bit high. I still think he can be a really good, two great quarterback, needs that offensive mindset that Liam Cohen brings.
Hopefully he can unlock Lawrence because I still think the potential's there, but we'll see. Next one. All right. New England Patriots. Former Tennessee Titan coach Mike Vrabel.
I'll give this one an A. simply because he's a coach that has had success in the regular season. It's been a little bit hit or miss in the postseason, but they're going to give him, and they have to be patient with him versus what they did with Gerard Mayo. Like, that to me was an embarrassment that they handed that off to Gerard Mayo. They only gave him a year. It was a rookie quarterback. Now you have Drake May in his second season. You have some good draft capital. You've got a guy that is invested in the franchise because of how much he played there, what he means, all of that different stuff. And he's a really good coach. Defensively, they need this.
The only hesitation I had is you have a young quarterback, you hired a defensive coach, but they paired it up with Josh McDaniels, who is not a great head coach, but a very good offensive coach. Vrabel, I gave it an A. I mean, this is the home run move for the Patriots. I gave it an A.
I agree with you guys on that. And I think what we're finding out here is maybe a Patriot way that Vrabel will bring that back and with McDaniels and stuff, but it's going to be way less rigid.
Yeah, more modern.
Than it became under Belichick. All right, next one, Cowboys, Brian Schottenheimer.
D plus.
Why the plus?
Oh. I don't know.
Seriously,
what? I could just give it a D because D for Dallas. They promoted from... Be careful, John. They promoted from within on a 7-win team where they fired the coach who was calling the offense. Schottenheimer got zero head coaching interviews. This is a guy who was not qualified to be a head coach in anybody else's eyes except Jerry Jones. D for Dallas.
I'm going to go D as well. I think there is some upside to this one. I know Brian was in Washington with me when his dad was the head coach. I think he is a good offensive mind. The problem is Jerry Jones. And I don't necessarily know that it matters who the head coach is going to be because your general manager has completely lost his mind. If you are having any conversations about trading Micah Parsons, are you kidding me? Like, and I just don't understand that. Plus, he has this love affair with Dak Prescott. You're not going to win anything with Dak. Dak's a great guy in the community. He can win a couple of regular season games. He could put up some good numbers. He's never going to win with you. They allow drama to be too much a part of the equation. The problem is Jerry Jones, but as you put it, it's a D because he was the offensive coordinator. They didn't have much of an offense last year, and it's we'll see. I think there is some upside, though.
You know what? I give this one an F. This is not going to work, and he's the number one guy on the list that I think could be replaced next year.
Okay.
Because it could turn into an absolute S show down in Dallas to the point where he looks just like a buffoon, has no clue. Dak, they're going to move on from Dak eventually. Parsons, is going to, if he's on the team, he's going to start chirping. Who's their running back? What, I mean, seriously, this team is a mess.
It's a mess, but the last thing I'll go to is Jerry Jones. Do you think he'll fire a coach after only 1 year?
When somebody gets humiliated, they usually react sometimes in a positively way and kind of finally look in the mirror.
He hasn't done it for the last 15 years.
Well, he needs to. All right, okay. Next one. New Orleans Saints, Kellen Moore, former Lions quarterback. You guys want to bring him in over Stafford?
I would say a C minus. And I think this is the one where you could be looking at a coaching change after a year. What are they doing at quarterback? What are they doing with this roster? They are embarrassingly over the salary cap. They're going to have to make major roster moves. He will have absolutely zero to work with when he starts this thing off.
I agree with you on every single thing you said, but I still don't think he would get removed after 1 year. He'd be like Brian Callahan in Tennessee. Sounds like you just explained the Tennessee Titans to me.
It could be. So, right, so he lasts 2 years, but the second year is a lame duck year.
They'll respectfully give him a second year.
Yeah.
So I gave this a C, and this is not a good coaching situation. It may be the worst situation anybody's inheriting. With Kellen Moore, he's bounced around. I don't even know how good of an OC he is. I know they won the Super Bowl. They had a great O-line. They had a great run game. I just gave it a C.
Yeah, I don't like this hire at all. And to me, he just... I'm going to pull a Stoney here. There's just something about him, the way he looks. He doesn't look like a head coach. He does not look like a head coach. Like, I can't see him talking in front of a room of people like John Jansen and inspiring them to play football.
There is... That's a real thing. And it's funny because we've got one guy that's sitting across from me that doesn't like old people, and you don't like young people.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
All right, here we go. Lions time. Ben Johnson, Chicago.
A minus. Wow. I think for Chicago, they had to get Ben. They need to make it work with Caleb. This guy was running the number one offense in football. The reason it's not an A or an A plus, you are now out from the shadow of Dan Campbell. You have to create your own culture. And Ben Johnson himself has said that Detroit offense is tailor-made for anybody to be successful. So then how much should I believe in Ben? It's an A minus because Chicago had to get him. I think it was the best hire for them.
There's no track record for Ben Johnson as a head coach. Correct. I can't possibly give him a higher grade than Pete Carroll, who's won a Super Bowl, who has built the team, who has developed, you know, and won with Russell Wilson. I can't give him a grade anywhere near Mike Vrabel, who does have a track record and is inheriting a worse situation. Ben Johnson, I'm going to go with a B plus, and I give him that B plus, and I know
you give Pete Carroll
the
a B plus.
Same as Pete Carroll, because he is inheriting what some believe is an offense that can go out there and score points. We know they're a good defense.
Yeah.
And so I think that they can win.
To be clear, I'm docking Pete for the fit, not because right. I think Pete Carroll's a better, that Ben Johnson's a better coach than Pete Carroll. The fit is why I docked.
Right.
Pete
I docked him a little bit. I would have given him an A minus because he, you know, I think he deserves that respect having done what he did in Seattle, but I'll give him the B plus, and I'm giving Ben Johnson a bump of B plus.
Okay.
Yeah. We'd have no idea who Ben Johnson is as a head coach. Pete Carroll, at least you know what you're getting.
Right.
So finally, other Lions defensive or coordinator that left, Aaron Glenn.
I'm going to give him a B. And I do that because of what he is inheriting. Kudos to him. I don't know if it was him, if it was general manager, if it was for laying down the law with Aaron Rodgers. And if you believe what was coming out yesterday, that, hey, you can't do the Pat McAfee show if you want to be here. There's some other conditions. And he said, you know what? See ya. They're going to have to find out who the answer is at quarterback. But he is going into a situation built for him, much like Ben Johnson going to Chicago, where he's got toys to play with. Aaron Glenn defensively has toys to play with in with the Jets.
I gave him an A minus, and I think this is a really good hire. Demeanor matters. Hearing him address the New York media, which is a factor here. He played there. He speaks like a head coach. He commands respect. They need to fix their defense. And watching what he did in Detroit in the midst of all that chaos on that side of the ball, Not an easy place to win.
Yep.
Not a great situation, but I thought a great hire for the Jets.
So opposite of Kellen Moore. I can see John Jansen getting inspired to play football by Aaron Glenn.
Sure.
I think he's a good leader of men, and I actually think Aaron Glenn will probably have some sort of type Herm Edwards success, which was pretty decent in New York back in the day with Chad Pennington and all that. They won some playoff games, and I think he can I just don't think he's going to pull the media stunt when he said, you play to win the game.
And that is grading the coaching cycle. It's 97-1.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built. It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.